This is a HeadGum Podcast.
And that's always too loud right in the beginning because we just don't get to hear. And guys, welcome. Guys, hold on now. This is the show Dynamic Banter, isn't it, Mike? And we got something to tell you.
You may not have thought that right up top.
Yeah, you're not kidding. There you are. Nothing's working. Thanks, guys. We'll check it out. And here's the show.
Dude, that was supposed to be like a very important answer.
Here we go. Let's try again.
And I just got 6 emails.
Here we go. We're trying again. Guys, we got some really fun stuff coming up for you patrons. If you're a patron of Dynamic Banter, there's a really funny video that Kevin Plackey shot and Mike and I did at a park. And that's all I'm going to say about it. It's very funny and good. You should check it out. Also, Mike, what do you got going on?
Oh, I got so many dates. You want to talk about some dates that I'm doing?
Yeah.
Let me unlock the phone. I'll tell you.
I was like waiting for you for this to start over.
November 4th is the next two Surrounded shows at the Hollywood Improv. So go ahead and buy tickets to those 7 and 9:45. November 29th, I'm also at the Hollywood Improv. December 16th, 17th, and 18th, I'm at the Rendezvous in Seattle, Washington. That's 16th, 17th, and 18th. And you can get tickets for all that on MikeAlbum.com.
Dynamic Banter. Mike and Steve are gonna do bits and have some fun. Dynamic Banter. Honking horns and ringing bells and making good. Dynamic Banter. Don't forget the history rose. Dynamic Banter.
And I'm 16.
Hey, Mike. Guess what?
What?
It's Christmas!
What? What?
This morning I woke up and grew up. I ate too much chili before I went to bed. And then I drank a bunch of milk. I don't know why I drank that milk. I drank so much milk. It's Christmas!
Who is that for? Who likes that part?
That's for our baby album that we're going to do someday.
Holy shit, man.
No, but guess what it actually is?
It's Halloween spooky time. And I think it's been well-recorded knowledge that me and you have been longtime fans of Halloween spooky time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And it's this weekend.
Yes.
And then it's going bye-bye. I mean, that's 2022 Halloween.
It does seem like it starts earlier and earlier every year, and that's fine. And that's also something people say every year.
Do you remember what you did last year?
No.
At all?
Last year wasn't one of the...
Anything?
No. I'm sure if you were like, I'm sure if you were, it's much more likely that you'd be like, remember when this thing happened? And I'd be like, yeah. And then you'd say, that was last year. And I'd be like, tight.
I'm pretty sure I played Fortnite.
You remember playing Fortnite? Yeah. That was last year.
That was last year.
Oh, okay.
Wanna feel old? That was last year.
My face when I realized I was today years old when I played Fortnite last year.
What was Halloween last year? Man, I can't think of shit. I'm gonna have to go through my time machine.
Did you dress up?
Well, that's what I'm trying to find out.
Dude, my markings of time are like, sometimes I have stand-up shows and there will be someone dressed like a witch. And I'll be like, that must have been
Halloween. Must be Santa.
Must be Zaddy.
I'm looking, dude, I went way too far back.
Are you going into your pictures? That's kind of a nice, thing.
Yeah. I call it my time machine.
Yeah.
Let's go back in time.
Dude, can you just say to Siri, show me pictures from last Halloween?
Damn, I wonder if you can.
Go ahead and kiss her.
Hey, Siri. How do you do? So Siri, will you show me pictures from last Halloween from my photo roll?
Only looking happy.
I'd like to look through my... I'd like to see photos from Halloween from my photos last year. It just went away. It didn't even say nah. It just left.
Did you do all of that or just the...
I was trying to talk to it. Can't you just talk to it?
Yeah, but if you just give her like a tiny one.
Okay, let me try again.
Because I'd be really curious, because that would be really interesting.
Hey, Siri. Can you show me pictures? Oh, shit. Now it's doing my laptop. Go away. Hey, Siri, can you show me, please, photos from Halloween last... Shit!
No.
No. Fuck it. I can't do it. No. You try it. Well, who's saying no? You?
Yeah.
No.
I typed it out in my notes and I made the thing.
No. Now.
Hey, Siri.
Okay, wait. I'm seeing our show. Oh, God damn it. Now my Siri's popping up. When you say, hey, Siri, all my Siri's pop up. My laptop and my phone.
Somebody's Tesla is spinning around.
Okay, hold on. Question. Uh-huh. Our show, when we were in the East Coast, when was that?
Last year? No, that was winter. Yeah.
That was December of last year?
Yeah.
Okay, so let me go a little bit further back.
Hey, speaking of which.
Oh, yeah.
Speaking of which,
do
guess
we have
what?
An announcement?
Yes.
What is this episode?
We have a show this winter.
What are we doing?
We're mostly just telling people.
We're just looking
what
through
we're
our phones and telling people. Okay, I see Thanksgiving. Ooh, we're getting close. Ooh, D-Con, dude. D-Con's coming up.
Okay.
Okay, wait. I'm seeing Nicholas Hamilton and Heather. We're at Disneyland.
Okay.
This time machine is fun. I see all my friends. What do you think this picture is for? Did I send that to someone?
Somebody
Look
has
what
it.
What you're missing, bitch.
Somebody has it.
I was sad at that time. Okay, wait. I'm seeing us at a movie theater with Nicholas Hamilton. Ooh, I'm seeing old Halloween stuff. Dude, what the actual fuck? We might skip through Halloween here. What is this?
Hey, guys. Mike and I are about to record Dynamic Banter. Say what's up.
It's in the comments.
Just woke up. Okay, that was November 4th. Oh, here we go. Oh, I was at like a... I went to Mike Diva's house for a party.
And how was that?
Oh, I was the mayor of Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that was great. King of Hollywood.
King of Hollywood. Yeah.
Dude, that's
terrifying. That's what it was. Okay, so that's when I got the costume for King of Hollywood.
That's a good memory.
All right. Boom. Got my Halloween down.
Yeah.
Do you know, are you doing anything?
I don't think so. Oh, I have a show at Agua Caliente tonight.
Ooh,
as we speak.
Hot
so
water?
Dude, if you're anywhere near the Palm Springs area, here this is what's gonna happen. Here's a fun story. I have a show in a casino. There may be zero people there. There may be 150 people there.
Yeah.
And any and all of the people will be 100 years old.
Is playing in a casino like playing in an old folks home kinda?
Like a fun old folks home, because at least you know they're fucking there to party. I would imagine it's a lot like what a cruise ship would feel like.
Okay, do your set right now while this sounds good.
All right, everyone, thank you so much for coming. Hey, how many lovebirds we got out there? All right, these two are married. You're sitting pretty close to each other. Your shoulders are touching. You must be married. Tell me, how long you been married?
2 years.
2 years? You look old as shit.
We just got, my wife died. I'm 50.
God damn, RIP. Anyway, what's the secret to such a long and healthy marriage?
All I eat is bacon.
Hey, let's hear it for bacon. I know you like bacon. Everyone look at this guy over here. Into a fat guy. How long you been fat, bud? He doesn't want to talk. And how many other couples we got?
Dude, I'm
for an hour.
I got a Halloween party I'm going to.
Yeah.
I'm real stoked. Maybe some friends will be there. Yeah. I've sent some invites and stuff. It's not my party, but I am allowed to invite people. It's my friend's party, then I'm allowed to invite people
and
to.
He does wield that power.
And here's the address. Anyone listening can come.
He invited everyone at Whole Foods this morning.
But it's gonna be a real fun time, and I was like, I had two costume ideas. Okay, and one of them is real easy, and the other one has been hard to do.
Okay,
but I think the reward will be grand for this one.
Okay,
I've been like, okay, so I had this idea a few months ago. I don't know if I've talked about this on the show or told you at all what I want to do for Halloween. Have I told you?
No, I'm interested.
Okay, did you see the movie Nope?
No, I didn't see it.
All right. Well, it's been out for a while, so... And you've seen the trailers, so you know this much.
I know what it's about and stuff.
It's about some kind of alien invasion or whatever, and these folks are trying to figure that out.
They deal with
right? That's it. And so in the trailer, you see like a flying saucer. And you're like, whoa, okay, so there's aliens. Cool. But the flying saucer goes into the clouds and hides there.
Yeah.
And that's where, like, it hides, which is really cool. Cool concept.
Yeah.
The UFO hides in the clouds.
Because you're not going to go move the clouds to see what's behind that.
But the way that they notice it is that, like, they've had, like, excuse me, who's having a party?
We're actually talking about movies right
We're
now.
We're talking about movies and costumes. And someone's having a real fun time over there. I want to say something about TikTok, too. So I don't want to forget this. But... someone's going, mice are going down a slide over here. Every time you hear that, a new mouse goes down a slide. So there's a camera that's like filming the skies in the movie, and they notice that there's like one cloud that isn't moving at all, and all the other ones are moving.
Yeah.
So it's like this thing has like a cloaking device or something, and it can look like a cloud. Yeah. Or it can just like keep a cloud in suspended animation while it hides or something. I don't know.
Interesting.
But that's what it does. It hides in the cloud. So I was like, oh, dude, what if I got a big inflatable cloud costume? And I was like the ship hiding in the cloud.
Uh-huh.
So I bought this like I bought this here, I'll show you what I got.
Is there parts of the ship poking out from behind the
Well, no.
You wear like a ship helmet?
No, but I'm working on some of the details. Mm-hmm. Like the details keep happening. I'm really happy about where I am with the details right now.
Okay.
But check this out.
Like if Fruit of the Loom made a white grape.
Right. So that's the so there it is. There's the costume. So the problem is that this thing here was a rainbow.
Yeah.
So I had to like rip the rainbow off, and then now I have these like red straps.
Yeah.
I think I'm gonna rip the red straps off and just wear a white shirt.
Okay.
And then so another thing that happens.
Can you make yourself like a little halter top shirt to just go over your to just well, cover
it,
the top?
I don't think it would, because it, okay. It's connected to the cloud, so it would be like kind of big. I don't know, I guess I could try it. I'll see what that looks like.
Who knows?
It's gonna look kind of bad. Like it's something I've put together myself.
Right.
I've been sewing.
I think I like that a lot.
I'm really doing this myself.
I like that a lot.
It's the first costume I've constructed myself,
and it's
that
great.
Needed alterations.
How do you keep it up?
So it's got those straps. That's what the straps are for.
But what are the balls have like wires in them or something?
So no, it's just air.
Oh.
It's filled with air. Like, you know, I love those air costumes.
Like a little fan thing?
It's a fan.
Oh, great.
Yeah, okay, so this isn't just it, okay? I gotta add more to this, because in the movie, the ship, like, sucks up horses and people into its, like it abducts things.
Yeah.
So I was like, how do I do that part?
Yeah.
And so I was like, oh, well, I came up with this idea like 2 nights ago, and I'm so proud of it. Let me show you what I came up with.
Dude, I instantly got an idea that I would love to share.
Your idea is probably better, and it's probably the same idea Owen had, and I was like, too much work. But hang on. Let me show you what I came up with, and then you can tell me what your idea is.
Okay, perfect.
Okay. So I think this is brilliant, to be honest. Like, I'm not really good at constructing costumes.
Yes.
But I think this is brilliant. I'm literally just going to wear knee-high socks with horses on them.
Can I do it?
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, my God! We have the same idea! Wow. Yes!
If you do the leggings, they go all the way up.
This is why it's dynamic banter. This is why it's dynamic.
It always builds to something, or we cut it off abruptly.
What's dynamic.
What did Owen say? Something worse than
Dude,
that?
Dude, Owen had a really good idea.
Yeah.
That was different than ours. But that's what... Our brains are on the same wavelength. I'm like, dude, horse stockings, horse socks.
That was like the newlywed game.
It was so... Dude, we came up with the same one. That's great. Yeah. Also, another thing I ordered... So in the movie, they realize that this like ship likes to abduct horses for some reason. Yeah. I'm really telling a lot about the movie now. But again, this is trailer
stuff. It's
been
out for a long time.
Please see it. It's very good. And it's Halloween and it's out. And look, what a good spooky, not so spooky movie.
Yeah.
to watch with your family.
Good Halloween movie. I'll watch it.
So in the movie, they realize that they abduct horses.
Yes.
The ship. So there's this one horse that's like a statue of a horse. Okay. And it abducts that statue, and the statue had all these like flags connected to it. Like these things.
Yes. Yes.
And so I bought a string of that that was just going to hang out of the back of the cloud.
Yeah, very good.
Right?
That's a symbol from the movie.
From the movie, yeah. So I've got the flags hanging out of the cloud. I've got the horse socks.
Yeah.
I got the cloud. And after that, it's up to people to decide what the hell I am.
Is that how the humans figured out that that was the cloud? They tagged it?
Well, in the movie, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, because they were filming. They were like filming the skies, and they noticed that one cloud wasn't moving like at all.
Yeah.
And they're like, "That's the fucking one,
dude." That's how you figure out like a dog eats like a.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah, in the movie, once it eats the statue of the horse
with the thing attached
things,
to it, they know.
Yeah,
which
you
ones.
Can see it now. You yeah. see the thing hanging from like the cloud.
But the
like,
humans
blowing.
Did that to bait the aliens.
Well,
or it just happened on
it
accident.
It happened on accident, and now they know that's what that's where it is yeah. and stuff. Yeah. yeah.
Interesting.
So,
good
movie. Great movie. Really cool stuff, dude. I highly recommend it.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, what else can I do? Like, should I wear a hat, like a cowboy hat or something? Or should I like...
The cloud wears a cowboy
right?
hat?
No, but there's like a cowboy... There's like a cowboy theme in the whole movie.
Yeah.
Because it's about like these Hollywood horse trainers that work in Hollywood, and they rent their horses out to movies.
Yeah.
And so they live on this big horse ranch.
But the aliens are fucking up their business.
The aliens are like out there, yeah, like eating all the horses and stuff.
Damn,
yeah.
dude.
It's really cool. Cool concept. And it's all about Hollywood, too, so there's all this inside Hollywood stuff. Like, it has the Burbank fries with the flying saucer in it.
Whoa.
And they go inside, and it's like, oh, I miss... It's just really... It's yeah. like a love letter to Hollywood and movies with, like, an alien invasion thing going on.
That's cool. That's very cool.
Anyway, so that was, like, my main costume. That's, like, what I'm putting together right now.
Yeah.
And I'm so close that I feel like that's gonna be it, I think.
Is there a just the because the top of the cloud looks normal, right? Just
the top like of the cloud's top. Normal, yeah.
Is there a way to just like put a
have
white
like
thing
a cloud
on your
hat,
head?
Yeah. like buy a cloud hat? Yeah. That's good. I'll look into it. That means no, huh?
Yeah.
That means I don't like that idea.
Yeah,
that
we'll
means
see.
I don't want to tell you I don't like that idea.
Why not?
No, I like it. I just don't know if I don't know. I feel like I like the idea of being not easy to decipher what I am.
Yeah.
And if I add more cloud stuff to it, they're just going to be like, well, you're a cloud.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, you got to look down here at my feet. There's horses.
That's like a five-dimensional.
It is. There's so many elements.
Halloween costume.
So that was like, that was the one that I was like, I bought the cloud costume with like the rainbow and it had all these raindrops hanging from it.
Sure.
And I was like, I'm going to have to... This is going to be a lot of work. So I kind of was like, maybe I'll just save it for another time. And then I got the...
just save it for a random Wednesday.
yeah, I'll just be the cloud from Nope today.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the store. The other costume I had was like a way less involved costume, which uh-huh. I love. I love a costume that's just like you're just like, done.
Yeah.
Right? Like you just do one thing. Like, I'm going to put
you
one glove on.
Whiskers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then there's the people that do, like, they put, like, an iPad. They, like, hang an iPad around their neck, and they're like, I'm an iPad holder.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know?
Yeah.
And I love that. I love the, like, low-effort, clever mm-hmm. costumes.
Yeah.
That's not what this is, but I love those. But it is low-effort, though. So in the movie... Everything Everywhere All at Once, uh-huh. which was a beautiful film, which I also highly recommend. Not for everybody, but I think maybe it is.
These guys are having a blast.
They're all dead now.
Okay. These guys are ghosts now.
These guys are dead now.
Right on time for Halloween.
You ever listen to The Doors and go, these guys are dead now?
You ever see somebody put a sheet over their head and say, boo? That's these guys singing.
They became their ghosts now. Okay, so in Everything Everywhere All at Once, there's this concept of like limitless dimensions where we're all doing like different things. Like yeah. we exist there, but we're just doing different things. So it's like, you know, in one universe, you're like, you know, you're like as big as Tim Allen was in the height of his whatever. And in another one,
literal like
right now,
you're 6'3".
You're as tall as Tim Allen. Why would I pick that?
You're in a universe where everyone is as tall as Tim Allen.
I was trying to pick a famous comedian that's doing really well, and then I had to like knock off. But I had to knock off ones that were canceled.
And you kept Tim Allen?
Because I'm like, you could be like, you, in another dimension, you're Louis C.K.
Sure.
I'm like, well.
Tim Allen. Tim Allen's.
That's why I was like, Tim Allen at the height of his.
Yeah.
Like Home Improvement. Tim Allen. When everyone loved him and didn't know he ratted on his friends.
Yeah, sure.
To get out of jail. But because of cocaine that he bought. And he ratted on all the people that sold it to him. And
Steve was there. Steve did.
I was. I went back in time.
Yeah.
But
so in that movie, there's a
million dimensions. And in one dimension, and it's bonkers.
Yeah.
In one dimension, everyone has hot dog hands.
Okay.
Like their fingers are like big, long hot dogs.
Yeah.
And that's the only difference.
Yeah.
In that world is that they have hot dog hands.
Yeah.
Like at one, in one scene, one of them, someone's playing the piano with their feet because their hands are hot dogs. So they sold.
Are they just while they're playing piano? Or are they just?
Yeah, like, their hands are just up in the air. Yeah. Oh, and then when they like, I don't know if their fluids are ketchup and mustard, but when they're like making out and like getting hot and heavy, they're like sticking their like hot dogs into each other's mouths.
Is a lot of this movie.
Well, it keeps cutting back to it.
Yeah,
like you see flashes of it because you see flashes of all these different dimensions and stuff.
Yeah,
or these universes,
and they keep going back to the hot dog fingers.
Well, because there's like that and a whole bunch of other ones. It's really good.
I gotta start looking at movies.
It's good, man. Yeah. It's really good. But so they sold those like hot dog hand gloves.
Yeah.
So I was just gonna be me from the hot dog hand universe.
Yeah, that's fine.
And I just have those hands on them. Like, hey, what's up?
You can't really eat all night.
No, see, that's the thing. I was like, I can't do anything.
Yeah.
I can't like use my phone.
Yeah.
Do the cloud.
Yeah.
At least you could be a cloud on your phone.
Yes. God, isn't that so funny? I'm altering my life for the one that will let me use my phone.
Yeah.
This is the only way to escape if things suck or something.
Yeah. Which is invaluable.
Invaluable.
Escaping places that suck that's most of life.
The phone helps a lot in that situation. Yeah. Like leaving is the number one way to help with that.
Lyft, I guess, is the maximum.
Mm-hmm.
That's where they meet.
You just walk away.
The line graph of how good leaving the party is and what to do to get out while looking at your phone.
You know, like, man, I was just thinking about like the dating world and phones.
Yeah. 'Cause
like it's such an important part of the dating ecosystem, phones.
Yeah.
And I was like, there's so many people that are like, stop using your phone. You use your phone too much.
Yeah.
Or like, let's say you've been dating someone for a while and you're like on your phone all the time and then your partner's like, you're on the phone too much.
Yeah, it becomes a thing.
It's like at that point you just want to find someone that's like on their phone as much as you are.
Yeah.
So that someone doesn't tell you you're on your phone too much. So you can just enjoy each other being on phones or whatever. But you're not on phones all the time. You gotta find the balance, right?
Yes.
But I was thinking about in the dating world when you're like first meeting someone, when you're like, okay, let's get drinks or something. And it's the first time you're meeting or having a date with this person. There's like an etiquette with your phone, which is like, don't touch it.
Oh, dude, I wouldn't have a second date with somebody who's on their phone during the first date.
But there's like wiggle room, right? Because there's like, if someone's like, if you're having like a great date with someone and like, let's say this whole time we've been doing this show has been a date.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, I do this and I go, anyway, so blah, 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 blah. Like, that's okay, right?
I think it's rude really depending on like the situation and the conversation that we're in.
No matter what.
Like, it depends on so many things. Like, there's a lot of people who think even having your phone on,
like,
the,
on
table
the table
during
yeah.
like a lunch is disrespectful.
Right.
You know? It's like if you planned out to meet with this person for like an hour for coffee. You can't do an hour with nothing.
I know, without looking at your phone.
Here's the caveat. If it's bad, you gotta go like this. Oh, hold on one sec. Oh shit. Give me a second.
And yeah.
Fake a conversation.
Right, but you gotta
But it's away when it buzzes.
But there's like a very short window. Like if you, like, because the longer you look at your phone, the more apparent it becomes that you're not interested in this date or something.
So or that you're more interested in the
message. The phone. Yeah. Right. But it's like, but what if you really need to check it?
Yeah.
Like, what if your life is here?
Yeah.
And it's like someone's in the hospital and you're just checking for updates?
Yeah, yeah.
Or something. Like, there's all these different kind of, like, wiggle room areas. Mm-hmm. But, like, the one you don't want is the one that just picks up their phone and just stares at it for, like, 15 minutes.
Or it's just, like, going back and forth with their friends.
Yeah.
Because they're not there.
Yeah.
They're, like... being somewhere else. I guess they're being multidimensional.
My thing is like, I guess I kind of don't care that much.
Hmm.
Like, if someone wanted to pick up their phone while we, like, not in the middle of a conversation.
Yeah.
But if there's like a lull.
When would it affect you? Little cough.
I think it would affect me if this was like the third. Like, we're talking about just the first date.
When does it affect you?
It doesn't affect me on the first date at all.
Okay.
Even if they're, like, looking a lot. Because I'm like, whatever, who gives a fuck? I look at my phone a lot.
You wouldn't be... What if you were, like,
trying to pull conversation out? If they sucked. Mm-hmm. If their conversation sucked, they're not funny, it's boring, and they're on their phone, it's over, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't bother me, but it just tells me that's who you are, and I'm, like, done. Like, that's the last time we're going to go on a date, probably.
Dude, you know what's interesting? I would be more affected by if the date was going good and they kept being on their
phone. Okay, so for me, it was
if
like...
If the date was going bad and they kept being on their phone, I would be like, well, clearly, that goes with everything else. It's a clear
case, yeah.
But if I was having a great time and she was like, yeah, me too, me too. And then you said that you like baseball?
They're showing you their red flags right away.
Yeah.
They're saying that no matter what, they're going to be, like, there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you'll be talking to them about really important shit. Like, there's
nothing that could pull them away right from that. Yeah.
And to me, it's like, if that person's so fucking funny and is, like, and it's, like, the chemistry is, like,
yeah,
I don't give a fuck. Because I'm on my phone all the time, too.
Yeah.
I could be on my phone for hours.
I think the reality of it is, you, in order to be really funny and witty and to have a great back and forth, you've got to be present.
Yeah.
So I would think that it would be difficult to be on your phone and also be like super on it.
Yeah, I guess it's like a first date is like a job interview kind of, like you're trying to figure each other out
but and for see fucking.
If a next date is even in the cards.
Yeah.
So it's like you want to be on your best behavior on your first date.
Yeah.
You don't want to be
You don't
like,
want to show them who you are on your first date.
No, you want to do it on your third date after you've been laid.
You want to do it after you've been married for 15 years.
What you want to do is be whatever they want you to be.
Yeah.
At first.
Yes.
Then and you then... let the farts out slowly. Until you start blasting ass. Dude,
next thing you know.
Next thing you know.
You're being some A.
So, dude, we were talking about how there's audiences for, like, everything. And we were talking about those like Disney adults and the vloggers and, like, people that go to Lowe's and go, like, let's see what's here today. And they do it, like, every day. And then there's people who watch that. So there's two offshoots of this. And one is something that's been around for a really long time. The concept of a mukbang. You ever heard about these?
That's when you watch somebody eat on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for a while...
They have to eat a lot or they have to just eat?
It's a lot. Mukbang is a lot. Mukbang is like an unbelievable amount of food.
Mukbang is a very funny word.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It somehow makes me think of bukkake.
Yes. Yeah. I'm thinking about it right now.
Because mukbang to me feels like we're having an orgy in the swamp.
Because of bang.
We're fucking in the pool.
Anything, and then any one syllable word, and then bang makes
me
think of...
Yeah, cock bang.
Cock bang.
Cake bang.
Cake boss bang.
Hey man, you should see this deli bang I've been working
deli
on.
Deli bang. Yeah. It's always going to make me think of a lot of people having sex
It's always
first.
Going to. But it's a different language, I guess, and it means something.
It's
so,
not ours. It's
and it might
ours.
Be mukbang more than anything.
Which doesn't make me think of that.
But makes me think of ripping a bong. Yeah, bro.
Made of like salami.
Dude, sorry, my bong's mucky. We call it mukbang.
Gross. Don't smoke out of mukbang.
Don't smoke a mukbang.
You're going to get some kind of respiratory.
It's hard to not have a monkey bong.
You got to hit it with a mop.
You got to clean that shit. Dude, this is the thing about stoners. Stoners don't want to clean their bong.
Which is gross.
Which is crazy because it's a cycle, right? The stoners want to use the bong. They're too lazy to clean
the bong.
There's two
different types. It's mostly that type. Yeah. And then there's ultra, like, I want to get stoned and clean the bong.
Yeah, yeah. And there's the stoners that are like, they're classier stoners. Yeah. And they're like, I know it'll be a better high with a clean bong.
Dude, me and my friend, not advocating anything, used to put, we used to fill the tube of the bong up with ice.
Yeah,
and really look forward to that. We used to put iced tea in the water, and that didn't do anything. Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah, one time I put a Monster Energy drink in my bong.
Yeah, dude, we used to drink this drink that is not on the market anymore. It was like the opposite of an energy drink.
It was
like a
drink, drink
to make you calm down and sleepy.
Oh.
And we used to smoke on the couch, play Bomberman. And do you ever play Bomberman?
Oh yeah,
that's
dude.
Such a zany game.
It's like a top down, and you're like dropping bombs.
Yeah,
it's on like the map.
Yeah, a little puzzle, piss off.
Yeah,
your friend.
Trying to kill your friends. Yeah.
And we used to be out, and that was when I started being like, I can't smoke like that anymore because you would just lose days.
Yeah.
Of like your memory
in the darkness,
and that's no good.
Clouded.
Like
memories.
I had a job that I hated at the time. And I remember just like I was in this cycle of like, this is what I look forward to at night because I wake up and I hate this fucking job.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It was very interesting.
Interesting. Yeah. I didn't know about a sleepy drink. I knew people were chugging NyQuil and stuff.
Yeah. I did that
get
too.
Get fucked up
and
on
that's
NyQuil.
Also, don't ever do
not
that.
Not good.
That'll fuck your insides right up.
Dude, I like used to take little shot sips of Dimetapp.
Sure.
Because it tasted so fucking good.
Why did it taste that
Why
good?
Did it taste so fucking good?
Why would you do
Doctors
that?
Doctors are like, let's make medicine taste good so kids can take it.
No, they'll want more.
And then they're like, there's that one guy in the corner going like, but if it tastes good,
fire.
Won't they want And that man was Bernie Sanders.
But if it tastes good.
What? Dude, I saw a tweet.
Time tap, more like yummy tap.
Dude, I saw a tweet from a friend who tweeted a screenshot of one of those texts you get around election time. Where it's like, we're asking you to, like, you know, make a, like, pledge yourself to this senator or this whatever.
Yeah.
And it was like a thing that said, like, can we count on you to be on Bernie's side again? And she was just like, I'm done with Bernie. Like, I've given so many chances. Like, I gave my hottest years to Bernie and nothing happened.
Yeah.
He didn't get elected for anything.
He just used your hot years.
Yeah, he's like, oh, my hot years are gone because I spent so much time giving Bernie all my energy.
Damn.
Anyway, I thought that was kind of funny.
Yeah.
So, mukbang. Yeah. So there's this mukbang video. There are these new mukbang videos where these guys are just like shoveling like insane amounts of like decadent desserts. Like, dude, like, the kind of shit you see at the most fancy chocolate
like
places.
Wedding desserts.
Wedding desserts, dude. Like, fancy event desserts. Like, the desserts they give you at the Oscars.
Yeah.
Like, the stuff they put on your table at the
dude,
Oscars.
The thing they have to pour,
like, gold.
Hot fudge on.
Yeah.
So it breaks apart and becomes a different dessert.
Yeah, exactly. And this guy's just, like, shoving them into his mouth. And he's got this big smile on his face.
Is
while
that
he's
part
doing
of
it?
Do you have to look like that?
Dude, it looks like they're being forced to do it.
Yeah, like right off camera.
Right, CMAs? Dude, it's bonkers. And so,
unless there is someone collecting all the ad revenue, forcing them to do it.
I mean, dude, listen to me, man.
I'm listening.
If we've thought of it, it's happening.
Uh-oh.
And like,
there's a dimension where only that's the only entertainment.
Well, let's think about it this way. We've seen parents like exploit their children on the internet for views, right? Like family vloggers and shit like that.
Yeah.
Dude, someone, God, our world is so endlessly entertaining, Mike. Because it's the only way you can look at it now.
Yeah.
You've got to look at it as entertainment more than doom and gloom at this point. Mm-hmm. And then look for the beauty. The beauty is part of the entertainment, I think.
And the beauty is the friends we made along the way.
Dude, someone posted a screenshot that was like a thumbnail of a YouTube video. And it was like live react, or it was like, yeah, live reaction to Brayden's report card. And the kid is like, he looks like all like sad. And the parents are like, yeah, doing that.
In the thumbnail, dude, in the post thumbnail.
Could you imagine if you're like, Mom, I got my report card. And she's like, hold on. What's up, fam? We're here with my son who brought his report card.
What's up, actual fam?
Yeah, let's see what you got. And then it's like, imagine if they were like filming you,
yeah,
while they look at your report card and, yeah, going, and then like not scolding you and shit.
Yikes.
So that's what's happening like all around us. So there's all sorts of crazy shit like that, right?
Those,
so of course,
kids,
there would,
man,
be people forced to eat food for clicks,
yeah,
uh-huh, and have big smiles on their face while they're doing, damn, it. But I was thinking, like, who is this for? Who is this fucking for? Like, these things have millions of views, dude.
Yeah.
I'm talking, like, one of them had, like, 20 million views. It was just this guy dunking fried food into a bowl of cheese. And this guy looks healthy and young and, like, his hair is full and he doesn't... Like, you know, like, if you eat bad food all day, your, yeah, body starts to look like that.
He does it once a year, maybe? And
dude,
he banked a bunch?
Every week there's a new video, Mike. Every week.
Does it ever talk about... Are there articles that talk about what they do for the rest of the week?
I think... I'm going to do a deep dive into
this.
They eat
edamame
and I'll come back
only for the rest of the week?
What I think is that these are, like, competitive eaters...
Like Joey,
where
Chestnut,
like competitive eating isn't like a huge thing as much anymore.
Yeah.
So yeah, like Joey Chestnut,
American hero Joey Chestnut.
And so it's like if you're in your off time, you're making TikToks where you're just like shoveling food because you have an ability to shovel food, right? Like there's people out there that can like eat, and it blows my mind every time because I like do little bird sips with my drinks.
Yeah.
And I take a while to eat my meal. But I've seen people go, like, destroy food. Can you, like, fill your stomach with food?
No. I don't like feeling uncomfortable.
Dude, same. But,
yeah.
But these people can do it. And the uncomfortable feeling is, like, nothing to them.
Yeah, they're built different.
But their bodies are like ours. Their stomachs are still the size of a fist, right? Like, that's how big your stomach is, the size
of
a fist.
It grows.
Well, certainly it grows and expands.
So other people's can expand more, maybe. That's
they just
talent.
Trained it, like, yeah, a muscle almost, to just accept more food.
Can I ask a question about,
sure,
the Everywhere Everywhere movie?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you think in the Hot Dog Fingers episode, or the mansion, do you,
yeah,
think Joey Chestnut exists in that? What do you think
he's
doing?
And he's eating fingers?
What's he doing?
He's eating fingers. He's eating, like... Like, yeah.
I like just thinking about
maybe
that.
Maybe chicken fingers. Chicken strips.
He, with his hot dog fingers, is destroying
chicken fingers. French fries. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Because, like, yeah, what is their food in that universe, even?
But, like,
if their hands
what's
are hot
his
dogs?
Favorite thing?
Yeah.
There must be, I wonder if it switches, if it's like fingers in a bun.
Yeah. Like that's what I'm
Joey
saying.
Joey Chestnut with hot dog fingers is devouring
fingers
in a bun.
Yeah, just shoveling fingers and dumping the bread into the water and stuff.
And what are the fingers made out of? Is it still pig
human
parts?
Fingers.
Human.
They're eating human fingers. Dude, I keep seeing the weirdest shit. Lately, I've been served some real good shit.
Okay.
But we keep talking about things that remind me of something I just saw.
Yeah.
Someone made, and I can't believe I've never seen this. It was called, oh man, I gotta find the name of it because it's really funny. It was a picture of a hot dog, like cut down the middle.
Yeah.
And they called it a dot hog.
What's in the middle of
it's
it?
It's the bun.
They
they shoved bun in,
yeah,
the they cut the hot dog like a bun.
Yeah.
And then shoved bun into the
I like it a lot. I like it a lot. It makes my fingers greasy looking at the pictures.
But isn't it like I've never seen it?
No, I love it.
And it's just, you know, the internet just gives and gives.
And it never stops.
Anyway, so I was looking, I'll do a deep dive into this mukbang thing and,
yeah,
I'll let you know what the deal is.
But let me know if they're happy.
In my mind, I'm thinking these are competitive eaters that just do this now.
Yeah.
Like when they're not doing their competitive eating contests. Yeah. But then
really
I started...
dance a delicate dance with diabetes.
Absolutely. Yeah. The triple D. Dude, but like there was a video of... He's got this big bowl of melted cheese, and he's got like everything from Jack in the Box.
Oh shit!
Like all the chicken strips, fucking sourdough jacks,
yeah,
fucking ultimate bacon burger, tacos. All the breakfasts, the tacos, the mini tacos, the egg rolls, the curly fries.
Is everything laid out in a really
pleasing
way?
Pleasing way, and I he's love got that. This big smile on his face. And he just looks over at the... He grabs, like, a chicken thing, and he dips it all the way into the fucking cheese, dude. Yeah. And it's covered in cheese. He just goes... And then... So we were watching these on mute.
That made my throat feel weird.
We were having a VR night, and I was just pulling up these videos. And we're just watching them. But we were watching them on mute.
Yeah.
And so I decided to, like, listen to it.
Is there chewing sound?
It's ASMR. It's part of it. Like, that's the whole other part of it.
But it's good or it's disgusting? I'm picturing it and it's making me be disgusting.
You want to hear it?
No, thank you. Because the earbud is inside my ear.
I think the audience wants to hear it. Kevin, do you want to hear it?
I think we take a poll.
Let's take a poll in the room. Mike, 2-1.
We're doing the 2-bud challenge. I'll see how long I
you
can
gotta last. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Let's see how long you can last. Let me see if I can even find this shit.
You know of Nikocado avocado.
Yeah, but that's like a whole other thing. Yeah.
Dude, and for the record, it's so loud.
Just
I never have two of them in. It's so loud.
Just your voice?
Everything. Every sound going into this and coming out is loud.
Like, that's loud?
But I'm fine because I don't normally wear both of them. I'm just
doing
it for
the... Yeah,
because,
like, look at these levels. These levels are nice.
I see the levels. I'm telling you that it feels loud.
Interesting. All right, all
right. In my body.
Maybe I'll do a little... Oh, fuck! Maybe I'll knock over this coffee real quick.
You know, I'm telling you it's not a problem because I don't normally have two of them in.
Okay.
Is what I'm saying.
Okay, so let's do...
Mukbang, it's called?
I'm just typing in mukbang. Let me look for this guy. This guy's got to be, like, number one in here.
This guy is the one.
How did I find this guy last time? His name is like... He's got like a weird name with like a B in it. I mean, he's Korean or something.
Bobbers.
I don't want to assume. But he's from some Asian territory.
Okay. Just writing all this down.
Everyone write this down. Damn, where is this guy? Whatever, they're probably all the same.
Okay.
Oh God, look at this.
Can't say that.
ASMR condensed milk taste test, and there's this girl dripping milk off her tongue, and it looks like cum.
Oh, boy.
And that's definitely what that's for.
I think that's a different type of video.
Here, let's listen to this lady here.
Dude, you know what is the other thing? It's like, you know people jack off to everything.
That's the other thing.
Yeah.
I think these are purely sexual.
All of them?
I think all of them.
Hmm. There has to be a... What is that? What's happening?
Dude. This one, the other one doesn't have nice music in it.
That's chewing?
Yeah. Ugh, they're chewing like octopus.
Do you think...
Noodles and shit.
...that this is just a really repressed way for people to listen to porn? Like, if you're in a super...
I don't know, a lot of it's crunchy.
I've heard from people who watch it that it's just a comfort. It's not
well,
like a
but
sexual
I've heard, yeah, there it's is. There is the comfort aspect of it, for sure. Like, it's just listening to, like, there's something comfortable about. Listen to this guy eating noodles.
It's the breathing for me. These noodles are absolutely sending me.
Here we go. He's going to eat some nuggets here now. Hang on. He's dipping them in.
That's kind of nice. Dude, I feel like
there's
I'm in it.
There's people who, like, fall asleep to that.
Where's the microphone? It's clipped onto his uvula?
He had a microphone implanted in his throat.
For content.
Anyway, so...
That's insane.
So I was like, people are jacking off to this.
Yeah.
Yeah, eat more of that shit.
Dude, nuggets again.
But you know what? I'll tell you something. I watched, like, 4... videos of this guy eating shit with my friends. We were all watching it in VR.
Did you come?
And so close. But, and without touching, which was really cool. But, no, we were watching a bunch of them. So I'd say we watched like maybe like a grand total of like 30 minutes of this guy eating fucking garbage. Just shoveling. Like, and we're just feeling sick watching this guy. And I'll tell you this, dude. I was hungry.
Yeah.
I was hungry initially because I'm like, oh, look at all that crunchy fried shit. Yeah, dip that shit in the cheese, dude. That looks so fucking delicious. Oh, I'd destroy that. But then when you're done, you're like, you feel like you ate all of that.
Oh.
And then you're like, I feel full and sick.
Yeah.
Whoa. Could be like a type of diet.
Yeah.
Watch people shovel food into their mouths while you eat like an apple or something.
The sacrifice that person is making for other people.
Destroying their body.
Now that's a personal trainer.
And the other thing that I really love on TikTok is old people using TikTok. Yeah. And not knowing how to use it or why they're doing it, but they're doing it because maybe they watched something and they're like, I can do that.
Sure. That's stand up.
So strange. It totally is. Yeah. And acting and all that shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, but like, have you seen these guys? Have you seen these old people? They're just like dancing.
Some. And then like, they go and turn off the thing.
Yeah. And then the music stops and they have all these stupid effects going and you're like, is this because you don't understand this?
Yeah.
And they have like 3 views.
Yeah.
0 comments, and it was posted a month ago.
Yeah. But they get fed to you, which is nice. And that is always going to be what I like about TikTok, is that once in a while, when you're floating through, you'll see something that has like 4 likes, and they're giving that thing a chance. And a lot of times, I think whatever's happening in that, regardless of what genre it is very funny.
Oh,
and it
gets
sent to somebody else, and that's why everybody has a chance.
I mean, I'll always think it's funny because I'm a weirdo. But, man, I just don't understand the motivation, really. I guess it's like everyone wants to be TikTok famous.
Dude, the grandpa who wants to have some side money coming in.
There's this guy that just
shaking ass on Maine.
There's a grandpa who doesn't have, like, teeth.
Hell yeah. Oh,
and you know that if you don't have your teeth, you can like close your mouth even more. Yep. You ever seen that?
You could attain full mouth closure if you don't have
teeth.
Yeah,
they're like chewing their gums. They're like rubbing their gums together in their mouth. And they're like, that's why it looks like they're always chewing.
Chopping
it up. Rubbing their gums together. The meth and shit. But there's this guy on TikTok and he doesn't have any teeth and he does that thing where his bottom lip goes into his nose, basically. And all he does is talk about what he's up to today. Man, I think I might go to the AutoZone and pick up some new tires. Yeah, there he is. Look, Mike. I'm just going to go try this sandwich today.
Dude, he looks like a sock puppet.
Dude, yeah. And that's all he does.
Dude, can I play somebody's voice for you?
Yeah.
This is an old viral video. I don't know if it was a Vine or wherever the fuck. Like an old YouTube video. Mm-hmm. But it's an old, old man. Maybe he's Irish. Maybe he's super English. Doing like a radio commercial. A VO for a radio commercial.
All right.
And you could. However you imagine he looks is correct.
Okay.
But I can't I can't not hear this and now.
You ready?
Yeah, Richie.
All good. This is Carpet Right TV. Just take one, whenever you want.
Carpet Right has all the bargains for this spookumumumumum. Axminster, Shag Pile, and Linos.
Is this Kevin?
15% off sale.
I get voice messages from Kevin like this.
Well, it's not bad. Not bad stuff, Barry, but it just needs to be a bit clearer.
Clearer.
Yeah. Maybe
okay.
Slower.
Okay.
Slower.
Yeah, take two.
All right, whenever you want.
Carpet Right has all the bargains for this bank holiday weekend. Axminster, Shag Pile, and Linos.
What's happening? Are his teeth falling out?
All of them. Monday. He has like 3 teeth.
Yeah, Barry, it's just not that clear.
Do you think they hired this guy for this very reason?
What's the problem?
Another
how come everything else is clear?
I can't tell if he's doing
a bit.
He gets nervous.
Captain Rush, hold a bargain for this bank holiday weekend.
Dude, they're looking back at the producer.
Oh, Barry, I'm sorry. It's not really getting any better, is it?
What? Which bit?
Maybe we should do this line by line.
All right.
So
Dude, I think...
Dude, that's really funny.
I think at the end, he's like, oh, fuck it. So I think it is a bit.
Dude, they... Why does he close his mouth when he's talking?
That's the only way he can, like, get an M out.
Without, maybe he's trying to keep the spit in.
Yeah. It's
Dude, man, I fucking love the internet so much.
It's nice. Sometimes it's just nice.
It just gives and gives.
You know, we're on the internet. Sometimes one of our clips will get passed around and it's that for someone.
Yeah, totally.
We have to start talking like that to maximize the views of our clips.
Yeah, well, there's certainly a lot of moments in this show where you can't understand what the fuck we're saying because... we're unwell.
This all of the only.
This all of the thing coming to the furniture warehouse. Someone's kidnapping him.
What if the microphone is moving? Right.
Have you seen that TikTok with that guy that's like... he's like staring at the camera and he doesn't blink and he's like, my favorite thing in the world. No. Like people have been like duetting it and going like some guy will be like working on his car and he'll go and then you'll see a hand come in and he'll be like, no, stop.
Oh, I do know what you're talking about. Yeah, there was one where he tells a joke.
Yeah, it's a joke.
And
yeah.
He, like, yeah. The duet the is like is patting like, the face. Like,
please let me go. Guys, I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank HeadGum. I want to thank everyone on the show. Kevin. Hever. Nezrin. Danny.
Don't forget Lama and Ryman.
Crimin. Yell.
Yell.
Or Scream. Scream. Shout out one time to Scream.
Shout out Scream.
Shout out loud one time to Scream. And I want to say thanks to Me Undies, the only underwear I wear. That's not even a joke. It's the only underwear I wear.
Yeah, same.
And when I'm not wearing underwear, I'm still wearing Me Undies because there's Me Undies shirts, Me Undies onesies, all sorts of things.
Yes. Explore everything they have yourself with your loved one, and you can even do matching things.
I've had a whole Me Undies outfit on.
Christmas, socks. I'm in Me Undies for a week straight.
Socks to tops.
Yeah, and that's a personal experience you could take to the bank.
That's right, in reference to nothing in particular. Hey, did you know that there was once a guy who only wore MeUndies underwear because it felt like he was wearing nothing at all? Who's that? Is that me? One spooky night, he saw a shadowy figure appear in his home. Boobs! He screamed, "What do you want from me?" The figure stepped out of the shadows, and it was just his roommate, Jeff. Jeff said, "Man, you really need to wear underwear in the shared living spaces." The moral of the story is when you wear undies that are so comfortable it feels like you have nothing on, why don't you double check so that you actually have something on? And why don't you get your own super comfy undies with 20% off and free shipping on your first MeUndies purchase. If you've purchased MeUndies through our thing before, you can f*** off.
Damn.
this is for first-time purchasers. I'll probably cut that out just to be safe. Hey, guys.
Bleep,
huh?
Maybe
listen.
The like a bleep.
We can bleep it. Yeah, yeah.
Cut off this conversation.
Listen, the point is this. The scary soft hype is real, everyone. If you're not impressed with MeUndies, your first pair is on us. That's a promise. To get 20% off your first order and free shipping on U.S. orders, you go to MeUndies.com/banter. That's MeUndies.com/banter. Get yourself undies that our boys wear. Kevin's upset about something. You never tell what.
He doesn't communicate it properly.
He didn't like something over here. He was pointing at it. Something's upsetting him. It might even just be this being where it is. Now he's happy. Guys, Quip is great. We love Quip. Quip's in my bathroom all up in my stuff. And I'll take Quip with me on vacations.
It's one of our only sponsors I've ever put in my mouth.
That's true. Very few sponsors go right in our mouth. And whether it is told that it can or not. But listen, guys. We love to brush our teeth because it's nice. And our breath smells nice when you do that. And don't you want your breath to smell nice if you're gonna kiss on someone or talk real close to somebody like you do? Guys, and we talk about that Quip electric toothbrush, which is loved by over 7 million mouths! And you can upgrade your Quip toothbrush with a new smart motor so you can track and improve your brushing with a free Quip app.
Hey, you want to hear my impression of the smart motor?
Yeah, let's hear it. Yeah, dude. And it sounds that pleasing. You can earn rewards like free refills, products, Target gift cards, and more just by brushing your teeth. You gamify the teeth brushing situation and it brings us all together.
Yeah.
Just saying things. Just saying whatever's in my head. It doesn't have to make sense.
Brush our teeth together.
And if we all brush our teeth, we will unite the world. Took them a while.
They weren't sold.
So guys, if you want to get your own dang Quip, which I know you do because you're going to get those brush heads delivered right to your door, including floss, toothpaste, mouthwash, and gum refills every 3 months from $5, and shipping is free, so you can save money and skip the hustle and bustle of that in-store shop.
And that gum tastes good.
We love that gum. I'm a gum chewer through and through. Guys, if you go to getquip.com/banter right now, you're going to get your first refill for free. See ya, buddy. That's your first refill free at getquip.com/banter, spelled GETQUIP.com/banter. Quip! The Good Habits Company. Thank you, Quip.
Thank you, Quip.
It's the last but certainly not least, HelloFresh! What is HelloFresh? Well, it's an 80 pre-portioned ingredients, then seasonal recipes that get delivered right to your doorstep so you can skip the trip to the grocery store. Count on HelloFresh to make home cooking easy, fun, and affordable. That's why it's America's number one meal kit! Yeah. You can choose from 55 plus weekly options featuring pre-portioned high quality ingredients picked at peak ripeness. And HelloFresh delivers fresh quality produce from the farm to your door in less than a week, so you can savor those summer flavors right from home. And you can, and there's select meals from the Taste of Summer series that are sure to become everyone's new favorites, like the Old Bay Shrimp and Sausage Boil and the Family Style Grilled Steak Lettuce Wraps. And you can bust out the grill on a nice warm evening and make dinner from HelloFresh's cookout collection with recipes like Melty Monterey Jack Burgers. And HelloFresh is 72% cheaper than dining at a restaurant and is even cheaper than grocery shopping, guys. And that's money back in your pocket. Mike and I have made these meals at home. They're easy, they're quick, they make you feel like a professional chef, and they're delicious! So go to HelloFresh.com/banter16, use the code BANTER16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/banter16, use the code BANTER16, get 16 free meals and 3 free gifts! Thank you, Ellen Rush.
Dude. Oh my good gracious. Before we do a history road,
you want to know what yippies are? Yeah, let's hear it.
That we talk about how Beetlejuice doesn't really make sense.
Yes.
But it's great.
Yeah. I think, dude, Owen and I were working on like a deep dive into Beetlejuice. And like, what is the deal with Beetlejuice? And what was its like, because the original script was like darker.
Yeah.
Wasn't really a comedy. And had all sorts of weird shit that wasn't in the final
movie. Can you read that?
Movie. Yeah.
So does it make the plot make more sense?
Well, let's talk about it. Because you said you had a friend who watched it for the first time recently.
I think Heather said that Candace had never seen it. Mm-hmm. And she was like, a lot of this movie doesn't make sense. And I was like, she's exactly right.
Like, let's talk about what doesn't make sense. Like, because
a lot of this might just be because I haven't seen it in a year, but I've seen it like 1,000 times. Yeah. I try to figure out exactly what he is. He's like an exorcist for human beings.
A bio-exorcist.
I was trying to figure out what his like purpose was. And I can't figure out if he wants to be alive again fully or just not. In Saturn, where he was banished to live with sandworms.
He lives on Saturn where the sandworms are. Which is so bizarre.
But he has the ability to like make a public access TV show.
Yeah.
Commercial.
He has like Looney Tunes, Bugs Bunny powers.
Which he sends to like regular afterlife.
The regular world, yeah. Or the regular afterlife.
Afterlife.
From...
Because you can only see it if you're dead.
Yeah, from Saturn.
And then you bring him from Saturn back to the regular afterlife to marry a human girl to be fully alive again?
By saying his name 3 times.
Right. But he has to get married to the girl, like a citizenship
thing? In order for
him
to not be a dead guy anymore, yeah.
Right.
He's got to marry a living person.
Yes. So it's... He has done everything, and love is the only thing he hasn't conquered.
He just wants to come back. He doesn't care about love. It's not about love.
Is there like an official like blurb about like when the movie came out, what would you read in the TV guide?
Yeah, like what's the description?
Like what's the IMDb? What do they say?
I bet it's something like it's like a couple moves into a new house and then dies and learns that the afterlife is like a big mix up.
But you can, as a ghost, as a dead person, you can live amongst the living.
Yeah, there. So it's like
a superpower.
There's a guide that teaches you all about the afterlife. You're supposed to read that book and
right.
It'll teach you the things that you can do as a ghost and stuff.
So Beetlejuice wants what they get at the end when they just live with that, with Wednesday. No, not Wednesday. Same girl, different movie.
Yeah, Lydia.
Lydia Dietz.
It says the spirits of a diseased couple.
Spirits of diseased couple.
The spirits of a deceased couple are harassed by an unbearable family that has moved into their home and hire a malicious spirit to drive them out.
Okay. So they're dead. They see...
They've got a problem with the family that moved into their home.
That is the family that... What were they called?
The Dietz.
Those were the Dietz.
Yeah.
Who's the annoying family?
That's the Maitlands.
Maitlands. So the Dietz die.
Yeah. No, the Maitlands die. And the Dietz are the ones that move in.
Yes.
Lydia and Delia Dietz.
Okay, the Maitlands die.
Yes.
And in their like weird purgatory afterlife, they see a commercial... For this ghost.
For someone that's like, are you being bothered by the living?
Yes. So that's the why of the Maitlands. I was trying to figure out Beetlejuice's why, and I think there's some holes in that.
I think,
and like how things happen.
I think Beetlejuice was waiting for a couple that were just stupid enough to be hornswoggled by him.
But where do they go? Like, you know how Beetlejuice has to... unalive the couple to be back where he wants to be, because they do.
Well, they were trying to stop him because they didn't want him to marry that little girl.
Right.
So when,
what would marrying the little girl get him?
Life. He'd come back to life.
Fully back to life. So it's like,
that's his why.
He wants to come back. He's done being like a rotting.
But for what reason? He wants to be in love.
No, he just wants to escape the underworld and be alive again. Like, because being alive is, I don't know. Don't you want to be alive?
I want to be alive more than I want to be on Saturn with
worms. Sandworms and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is really, it's still very strange.
Does he die like, again
his
after that?
His actual name is Beetle Geis.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. They just mispronounce it, but it still works.
And like Beetle Geis is like a star, right?
Yeah.
And and Saturn is a planet. Yeah. So what's this like space shit? Is really confusing. Like there's confusing stuff when you think outside of the main story.
Yeah.
But I think the main story works pretty well. It's like this new couple has this beautiful house. They die. So this artsy New York couple moves in and completely makes it this like tacky art New York house.
Yeah.
Hamptons fucking trash. And they're like, we miss our little models and our little small town shit. And we were escaping the city so we can do this. So they like, how do we get rid of this couple that's destroying our beautiful home?
Yeah.
They call Beetlejuice because he says like, hey, these guys look. Because remember he was looking in the, Beetlejuice is like looking in the deceased section of the newspaper.
Yeah, the
and he
sees ads.
That the Maitlands died and he's like, oh, Maitlands, these guys look like suckers.
Yeah.
So he like focuses on them,
right,
and finds out that they want to get rid of the people in their house. So he's like, oh, I'm perfect at that.
Yeah.
Then he realizes that the daughter can see him because she's
can
like
see Beetlejuice.
She can see ghosts,
right?
And she sees the Maitlands and Beetlejuice. And Beetlejuice is like, wait a minute, if this girl can see me, then I can work out a deal with this girl. Because the girl doesn't want to be alive, remember?
Right.
She meets the ghost people and she's like, I want to be dead.
Right.
Because I want to be a ghost. That looks like fun.
Yeah.
And Beetlejuice is like, I can make you a ghost, but you got to make me alive. So we got to get married.
So the movie's really a pro-life movie.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're like, there's nothing better than life.
And that isn't that just beautiful?
Yes.
Guys, let's do some motherfuck history fuckers. Do you feel good about it? Do you feel better about Beetlejuice? Does it all make sense now?
Well, I like that it's like, well, it's all in your interpretation.
I agree. There's a lot of things that don't make sense.
Yeah.
But I think only out when you think about it, like a lot of the aspects
of
it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
As a self-contained story, it works because you're thrown into this place where the afterlife exists, ghosts exist.
Mm-hmm.
There's a handbook about death and shit.
Which is
so it's like
cool.
We're in a weird cartoon world that's not our world.
Right.
So you already are like, all right, our rules don't apply here. There's all sorts of different shit going on in this universe.
Yeah.
So then you, with that in mind, you believe everything happening.
Right.
Because they throw you right into something that's like not our world.
Yeah.
So then by the end, you're like, all right, well, this is just some weird twisted Tim Burton shit.
Right.
Which is really what it is at the end of the day, I think. Yeah. But I think it all is self-contained and works.
Yes.
But once you start to follow the strings, you're like, wait a minute. Why is there space shit? Why is he on Saturn?
Why can he just make worms pop out of his head like that?
Yeah.
Are the worms always in the head?
Because he's like Bugs Bunny.
And he does a thing. Do you think worms popping out of the head is like, the worms are already in his head because he's dead? And then he like plugs his nose and his mouth, and then with the pressure blows
they
out.
Come out.
Yeah,
I think he can do whatever he wants, like Bugs Bunny.
Right.
Because remember
he's magic.
Because remember the Maitlands could like stretch their faces into like weird shit.
And he was Beetlejuice was really good at it.
Yeah.
He made himself into a banister.
Yeah, he can like do. So they were just starting out.
Yeah,
there's all sorts of shit they could do. And they were like, well, let's scare the Maitlands ourselves then, remember?
Yeah.
And they're like ripping their faces off in the closet, but they can't see them.
Dude, what if there was a Beetlejuice mod to the Ghostbusters
thing? Oh, fuck yeah.
And you could be, instead of being like Winky, you're Beetlejuice.
There should just be a Beetlejuice game. Yeah. Why hasn't there been a Beetlejuice game?
Yeah, where you could be Lydia Deetz. And you can keep trying to jump off bridges,
yeah, and you
but
see the ghosts.
Maitlands stop you.
Yeah, the Maitlands stop. And then if you're the Maitlands, you have to stop Lydia from killing herself.
And you can drive like GTA around the model.
Yeah.
But it's like the rubber grass
and
stuff. And
the
like
music's
that.
All Beetlejuice stuff.
Dude, that's a really good impression of what it is.
It is. It's totally just that.
Oh, I love it.
All right.
Halloween. Simply having a wonderful Halloween.
Okay.
Steve Hans are playing.
Josh. Josh, Steve Hans a plane.
I want to say shout out to this party in 1927 that's been rocking
right?
this whole time.
The whole episode. I mean, this, dude, I'd love to play this at a Halloween party and just be like, we're not listening to the fucking Monster Mash and Thriller.
Dude, this is if somebody had a microphone in the corner of the Overlook Hotel.
Yes. Just like for what's playing on the around.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, this history road comes from Josh. Says Steve haunts a plane. Hey, Mike and Steve, or Steve and Mike, whichever you'd prefer.
Whichever.
This is Josh, a upside down horn honk boy from Australia.
1, 2, 3, 4.
I'll keep this email like my underwear. Briefs. Very good. Very good, Josh.
One time for Josh.
I really hope you haven't seen this video because it would be amazing to hear your reaction to it on the podcast. I believe this man captured on camera the sounds of Steve's spirit. Wow, very on brand. Inhabiting the intercom of a plane. And since, like you, I find dumb sounds hilarious, I was laughing hysterically through this video. Okay. This looks like someone on a plane.
Okay. Picturing that.
Weirdest flight ever.
Someone on this flight seems to have broken into the intercom system and continues to make a sound that is somewhere between an orgasm and vomiting.
Ladies and gentlemen, we realize there is an extremely irritating sound coming over the public announcement. The flight deck is trying to turn it off, so please be patient with us. We know this is a very odd anomaly, and none of us are enjoying it, so we do appreciate your attention. Just
is it? I was
moment,
kind of enjoying it.
So we figure
that's
out how
so
to funny. Turn it off. Thank you.
Right up.
Is having a puke yank.
Puke yank?
Is it Kevin? It's me and Kevin. The guy, he's filming a guy next to him going, what the fuck?
Dude, do you think they broke in like on their phone? Or you think they have like the mic somewhere? They can't have the mic because they would know where he is.
Dude. Unless they're going like, oh!
Yeah. Yeah.
Now they're getting creative.
And we all hate it. We don't think it's funny.
Right. It's flight attendant thinks it's a prank.
The thing to do is try and mitigate that.
Dude, you know what's... There's so many interesting things about that. It's like they know where... Welcome back. They know where their points of contact to the PA system are. They know there's a microphone in these three places.
Yeah.
So it's not just somebody holding one
no.
of the mics because you'd be tethered to the whatever. So you break in with your phone. Terrifying. Terrifying thing that people could do that. And also, the person just makes weird noises the whole time. They didn't say anything.
No, it was just weird noises.
I wonder if that's all you could get away with.
Ghoulish moans are haunting the intercoms of American Airlines flights from the Washington Post.
I would get caught
ghoulish.
Because, yeah, that is kind of ghoulish. Or coming.
But are they trying to turn this into like a scary thing?
Oh, no. It's not that.
Is that ghoulish? I think it's more like...
Zany. Yeah, but for Halloween, you gotta say ghoulish.
A passenger's video captured... This is from September.
Uh-huh.
A passenger's video captured the unexplained noises on a recent flight from LAX to Dallas.
Unexplained.
It's not Halloween yet, but American Airlines passengers have reported ghoulish moans and ghostly breathing over the intercom systems in several flights in recent months. Several. Film
so
producer Emerson Collins captured the strange cacophony on his September 6th flight from Los Angeles to Dallas, The video has racked up millions of views on Twitter and TikTok. Great job, buddy. Wow.
Good job. Yeah, so that's what you do, dude.
Turn that into money, bro.
You want to go viral? That's what you do.
Hope you're on Ellen. The human-like noises began before takeoff and persisted in the air. Okay, I swear it's a prank, blah, blah, blah. Collins said he walked the aisle looking for the source of the noises, expecting it would be obvious in the confined space of an aircraft cabin.
Yeah.
I'm Nancy Drewing my way looking for the person who looks thoroughly amused by themselves, he said. And of course I didn't see any. That's smart.
It's very
smart. Definitely someone who's like,
dude, I would get caught because I would try to say full stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't wait for your fart in the cabin.
And if you look to your left, you can see your bob.
Sorry for the delay. Take off, I was fucking your mouth. And then looking around, and the person next to me is like, stop doing it.
Yeah, today on the cart, we're serving cum.
If I see your elbow come out and the cart's going down the aisle, I'm going to put it in my mouth.
The Airbus A321 landed safely in Dallas. Collins said he found the incident amusing and that the flight crew reassured passengers there was no safety concern. This was fully just a very modern form of immersive in-flight entertainment, he said. After Collins posted the video, the mystery deepened as passengers on other American flights in recent months reported the same array of noises. It wasn't the whole flight, but periodically weird phrases and sounds, then a huge, oh yeah, when we landed. We thought the pilot left his mic on. Journalist Doug Bonner tweeted about his recent Orlando to Dallas flight. His wife experienced... Oh, someone else said their wife experienced the noises on an American flight in July. To be clear, it was just sounds like the moans and groans of someone in extreme pain. Alan wrote, the crew said that it happened before and had no explanation.
Dude, what if... What if... Because I would think that stuff is, like, super secure. Yeah. What if, like, it's the co-pilot, like, doing a bit and tells the flight attendants, like, we're going to do this.
Yeah.
We're going to do
this. We're just going to have a little fun today. Because yeah, who yeah, gives yeah. a shit?
And they, and the, all the, what are they fucking called? The flight attendants have already been on, like, 12 flights.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah.
They're like, fuck yeah, let's
this
go.
This is, they were fucking pieces of shit at the gate.
Yeah.
So, absolutely do the moment.
And then all the people on the plane are in on it. Yeah. Like, the plane crew
the
is in on it.
The crew's in on it. Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Dude, that'd be brilliant. Imagine one that echoes like that.
Yeah, they have whole,
dude, I would be so happy if I was on a flight like that, where someone's just like, man. Dude, and I'd be dying. Wouldn't you be laughing your ass off?
Landing in Hawaii in 30 minutes.
I'd be like, who? The incident sparked amateur sleuthing online with theories ranging from a prank like a passenger dragging the crew microphone into the lavatory to the more nefarious suggestion of a hack into in-flight systems.
Yeah, I don't like that part.
So we had a good dig into this. The A321 passenger announcement system looks to be physically discreet to the interphone and other systems. We're struggling to see a path. American Airlines spokesperson Sarah Jantz said in a statement that intercom systems on the airline's planes are hardwired without any external access or Wi-Fi.
Pilot. Has to be the pilot or like part of the crew that agreed to do it.
Following the initial report,
the calls are coming from inside
the
plane.
Our maintenance team thoroughly inspected the aircraft and the PA system and determined the sounds were caused by a mechanical issue with the PA amplifier, which raises the volume of the PA system when the engines are running, she said. The first report the airline received was September 18th. Our team is reviewing the additional reports. Collins said that if the sounds were the results of a technical problem, then the ghost in the machine has a hilarious sense of humor. The comedic timing of the sounds seemed entirely too planned to be able to just be some technical glitch, he said. But honestly, I have no idea.
There's no
wow. way.
Well, that's nothing.
Dude, that's so fun. I think you're right. I think you're right.
Dude, because that's something like if your parents were playing a trick on you, that's what they would say. Yeah. They'd be like, it was a technical glitch. We checked it out. Oh, yeah. When Josh, the plane lands. Oh, yeah.
Josh has sent the email, says, also, your podcast means a lot to me. It makes me happy or whatever. I hope you have a nice day.
Thank you,
love
Tom.
You, Dad. Oh, shit. I meant bye.
Dude, that is toxic masculinity. If you love this podcast, you need to say it. You need to express your feelings.
Dude, do it.
I want to hear it one more time, and let's imagine this is the pilot fucking with everybody.
And we really got him.
I like that some people interpret that as someone in pain.
Yeah.
I guess a normal person would hear that and go, oh my god, is that person okay?
Normal people don't hear sounds like that.
But dude, it's clearly someone like, I mean, listen to that second one. This one.
I like the R at the end. R is good. Fuck, man.
Damn, thank you, Josh. That's a very fun history road.
Yeah, that was great.
All right, let's do like one or two more, huh?
Yes.
Is a good one. Heloise?
It's a little bit.
Heloise Gannon, peeing in church.
Carpet writers on the balcony.
The same guy doing it.
Heloise says, wow, that's a lot of little symbols on your name, Heloise. Is it pronounced Heloise?
Heloise.
Heloise. Hello, my name is Spinaus. Heloise. hi, big baby boys. I'm a 3.5 horn hunk girl from France. Oh.
Hello.
He's peeing on me. My name is Etienne.
That's how you say Steve in French. Etienne.
Is that right?
Etienne.
Etienne.
And then what's some other French we got? What do we have? Pinomi. I've said that one before.
What's that?
Pneumonia. Pinomi. I've been listening to your hilarious cum-filled show since the Kevin Hart running on a treadmill episode. Good Remember time. That? I went to only Catholic boarding schools growing up because my parents were not happy with me being boyish and queer.
And that's a one honk.
And they thought being in an all-girls school would fix it somehow. Ah, the old that thing.
the old reading will fix it.
I was 15 at a Jesuit boarding school.
I don't give a fuck.
In southern France, and I was part of the kids that stayed the weekends as well. My fellow inmates, very good, and I played a game of hide and seek in the school after dinner one Saturday. The school had a chapel attached to it, and my friend Rebecca and I decided to hide in it.
How much money?
However, we hid too well. No one was coming, and it was like 40 minutes later, and I needed to pee really bad.
It's been...
But I didn't want to blow our cover, so I had the idea to pee in the holy water in those stone bowls at the entrance of the chapel.
Whoa, you're going to heck.
Jackpot.
Damn. So I climbed on there and squatted and did my business, knowing there was mass next morning and people would use the water. I thought that it was the funniest / coolest thing ever back then, and even was bragging about it to my other friends that Monday.
Even bragging about it in confession the next day.
Turns out there was a camera in the chapel.
Yeah, they have those.
Jackpot.
Long story short, my parents were summoned, and I ended up being expelled for damage to school property. I don't think it's cool anymore, but I thought a church pee story would fit in this pee-pee-filled podcast.
Damn, dude. If there is a hell, you're in the front of the line for it.
Kids, stay in school, leave Catholic Church. Love you, boys.
Damn, dude.
Hello, yes.
I love the French. They are, how you say, chinnickety little buttons. Damn. is absolutely these friendship babies is absolutely part of my absolute favorite, my favorite absolute friendship toast.
Guys, thank you so much for listening to today's show. What a fun romp through dumb shit.
Put on your boots and romp through some dumb shit.
Let's
with
make
us.
This a new description for the podcast. You ever want to just take a fun shit. Romp through dumb shit?
Yeah, that's very good.
Mike, what you got coming up, buddy?
Listen, tonight I'm at the Agua Caliente Casino. Please be the youngest person in the audience. November 4th are the next two surrounded shows at the Hollywood Improv. November 29th, I'm at the Hollywood Improv. Also December 16th, 17th, and 18th. I'm in Seattle, Washington at the Rendezvous. Tickets on MikeFalzone.com. Eat it up. Eat it all up and dip it in cheese.
I want to thank Kevin Plackey and, you know, Ryan killing it over there in Corbin, Dallas. Leah. And our Halloween shirts. Are they still up?
I don't know. People are starting to get them.
Let's see if they're still available.
They've been... some people posted them on their Instagrams and they look good, man. Oh, my God.
Jackpot. Let's see. Yeah, they're still there. They're still up for pre-order, as well as our record, which will come out sometime, and our Scissors Everywhere.
In the info for that, it says when to expect it. Does it say January?
It says...
Some people had questions about that.
Yes, January.
They just take a long time to make, dude, but it's going to be worth it. There is something that is in the final stages right now of getting made that's so fucking awesome that I can't wait until it's like packaged up so we can tell you about it.
I know. How cool it be to have those things in our hands.
Yeah.
And our filthy cum.
We refuse to wash our hands until these things are ready.
All right, well, guys, thanks for listening to the show. We really appreciate you.
Who's that?
Who is that?
It makes me not want to eat nuggets anymore.
Doesn't it?
Because it tastes
help?
Like styrofoam.
It's like a diet in some way to listen to this.
Because it's making me sick to my stomach.
Because I don't want any food right now.
It's the throat.
Going back for the noodles.
The
He's
throat noises are get me.
Here come the noodles.
Get me down bad.
Here come the noodles.
No, I don't like that. That's the one I don't like. Whatever he's doing right now, I hate.
You want to hear me eat a burger?
Yeah.
Ooh, that's Sprite. He's
eating a burger in the shower. Gotta be. Because
everything's greasy. Look at the hash brown. There's a stack of 5 hash browns. 5 nuggets. 15 nuggets. An entire pile of french fries and a fucking Big Mac that he's eating right now.
Dude, what the fuck? Where's the mic?
I don't know. I don't see it. Maybe it's a boom, or maybe it's under his shirt.
It's in his sinuses.
I mean, you would hear that shirt moving around. Yeah, maybe it's a boom.
That mic is loud. Imagine that dude saying anything at normal volume. Like, that's good. It would blow your whole shit out.
Let's try this one. This one's called Galaxy Honey Jelly.
What is that?
Mock bang.
That you have to whisper.
Shh, shh.
He's chewing jelly?
There's like stuff in the jelly.
The jelly with celery in it? There's nerds in the jelly?
Maybe. Yeah.
What the fuck? He just did like magic and it went away? Easy. Easy does it.
Some people can't watch people eat ice cream like that.
Why is that?
Because it hurts their teeth. It makes them, like when the chalk scratching sound.
Dude, imagine running your teeth along a chalkboard. Is that a giant boba? Is that a giant big boba?
I think
boba
they're big
boy?
Giant bobas, yeah.
Everything he's eating is purple. Is that part of it? Is he sponsored by the color purple like Looks Sesame like
the,
Street?
The purple color in the background would allude to such.
Dude, this is like Nick Hamilton born in a different country.
Yeah.
Do you think Nick would be doing this instead of making drinks on
Wait,
TikTok?
Listen to Pop Rocks.
Dude, listen to this kid get cavities.
You guys want to watch this kid get cavities?
Dude, why don't we have a show on like the E! Entertainment Network
where we just watch these? That? Dude, come on, let's do it. Let's shoot a pilot and send it
out. The show
out.
Ridiculousness, but it's funny.
Yeah, dude, for real.
No shame.
You know those videos where, oh, this guy got, I can't believe that guy got hit in the balls.
Dude, I hate when they don't add anything to it. They're like, and look at this.
Wow, I can't believe it.
I can't believe we're looking at this.
Guys, look at that. I can't believe that guy got fucked up that touchdown.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.